Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Listen, we know now that the things that were discussed on this program as early as March 2020, calling into question the methodology of recording COVID deaths. We talked about suicides and car accidents and stage four cancer patients being listed as COVID deaths. Well, we knew better. We knew better. And my next guest spent a lot of time back during that time frame collecting information from a number of different states showing that the numbers were junk, frankly. I mean, the numbers had been corrupted from the beginning. And as a result, the numbers could not then and cannot now be trusted, except that CDC Director Rochelle Walensky now saying that 75% of those that are COVID deaths of the 850,000, give or take, had four or more comorbidities. So let me bring in Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. They do a lot of work there when it comes to numbers. John, good to have you back.
It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, and I was digging through an article that you wrote. It's dated May 11, 2020. And you went back through Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Illinois, and there are all these examples of suicides and cancer patients in hospice in Colorado. The Colorado one stuck out to me. Nearly a quarter of the people reported as coronavirus deaths in Colorado don't even have it listed on their death certificate, yet they're being counted as COVID deaths anyway. The point being, the numbers were corrupted from the very beginning. And so, therefore, these numbers, and you're a numbers guy, how can these numbers have any value at all at this point?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was ridiculous. We changed how we counted deaths from COVID from any other previous disease. We were different in counting deaths than any other country was doing. And I wrote a series of articles with Tim Craig Allen, who's an academic in medicine. And but we had a devil of a time getting those things published in any major outlet, because we kept on being told that, the CDC is behind these numbers, Johns Hopkins is putting out these numbers, this is what you have to go with, and they just wouldn't believe us. But now the CDC is finally recognizing that, on a simple level, for example, with hospitalizations, they're saying, there's a difference between people who are going to hospitals because of COVID and people who, broke a leg or something like that and are going because, for some other reason and just happened to be tested.
In fact,
having COVID, too. And they were counting them both as the same up until recently.
Which, but clearly, they're not the same. They're absolutely not the same. You're right about that. So here's my point. Then Rochelle Walensky comes out and says 75% of the COVID deaths had four comorbidities or more. My takeaway from that is that 75% of the people listed as COVID deaths were not COVID deaths. But again, how will you ever know? And the fact is, you can't ever know. There was never any standard about how we reported, how we filed, how we talked about hospitalizations or deaths. And that's proven in this old article, May 11, 2020, that you wrote. There's no standard between states, between counties, between anybody, really.
Right. Well, there are so many problems with the initial counting. So, for example, in New York, 50% of the deaths that they count as COVID deaths, the tested negative for whether they had COVID. And they would include things, did they have flu, COVID-like symptoms, which could include anything from having a fever to being congested. It just is ridiculous. And then you had others that had other problems in terms of the tests that were there. But it was just crazy. So it's more than just the problems that they're acknowledging now in the numbers. But It made the United States look much, much worse relative to other countries.
But wasn't that the goal?
You kind of wonder whether it was to try to make Trump look bad. You know, I don't know. These public health people just hated Trump. And to so dramatically over-exaggerate the problems in the United States relative to other countries I'm sure didn't help. It was, a talking point. Of course, Biden, during the campaign, said that at the time there were 200,000 deaths from COVID, reported deaths.
Right.
Saying that Trump was responsible for all those, and anybody who has that many deaths, didn't deserve to be president. Of course, now, under Biden's watch, there's been
far more,
according to these, 400,000 or so.
Yeah, far more under President Joe Biden. And what a failure. He was telling people, reporters, there would be hundreds of millions of COVID tests available first week of January. Well, that came and went. And now we know they don't even have a contract in place for COVID tests. Well, we're working on that. Working on it. He was out on ABC News before Christmas saying we'll have tests available. They're in production now. They weren't in production. They don't even have a contract today. It's mind blowing how reckless they've been to me.
Right. And the fact checkers at places like PolitiFact and Washington Post aren't interested in trying to go over those types of things. But it's I don't know. But and of course Trump, in contrast to not being able to put out tests, Trump in record time developed three vaccines. And of course, the public health people kind of delayed the vaccines coming out, being approved, so that they were approved after the election rather than beforehand. But I have to tell you, just in broad terms, I deal with public health people for years with my gun control research.
Sure.
The Democrats want to go and claim that public health, gun issues are a public health issue. And so they go and give tens of millions of dollars of federal money for public health. Bloomberg gives hundreds of millions of dollars to public health researchers to go and look at guns. Soros and others give tens of millions of dollars to them, too. And there's a reason why the government and people like Bloomberg give so much money to public health people, because they're much more in favor of gun control than criminologists or economists are. And, I hope people begin to realize that they're just as bad in terms of doing accurate work or useful work on guns as they are and what you would think would be their bailiwick.
It's just reckless.
Disease and stuff.
Sure.
And you can see this in terms of things like weighing costs and benefits. They go and they will say, we need to shut down the economy if it would only save one life.
Right, which is absolutely absurd. I got to leave it there for today, but the fact of the matter is they are reckless with the numbers, they are reckless with the facts, and therefore they are reckless with America. Dr. John Lott, I'm sorry, but got to leave it there, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk.
My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.